sugar, spice, and everything.
1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8 for meal.
To the Glam Podcast. I'm Amanda, and I'm here in the studio with Ginger Swan, Meredith Cleveland, and our special guest host for the day. We have Miss Jessa Sexton with us, and we're talking about courage.
Yes, because
it takes
actually
some courage to get up here and face Meredith's mockery.
Wait.
What you don't know is that Meredith mocks Amanda every time before we start the podcast.
She starts the podcast the same way every time. It's funny to me.
It's tradition.
Welcome back to the Glam Podcast.
Now, here's another thing. I was thinking that we should do a podcast on courage, and then I read Jess's blog on courage, courage that you had.
Oh, yes, where I met Jason Castro at Meredith's in downtown Franklin.
It was very cool.
That's fun. And I actually walked up to him and said something, even though that is not me at all.
Yeah. I'm proud of you.
I think
that's something I wouldn't do either. And I
because we saw him that night.
Yes,
in Mellow Mushroom.
Meredith and I have had this experience, and we did not have the guts to say anything.
No, we didn't. Mm. Well, his wife was also a big turn off to that.
Oh,
that
he's
day.
Married?
Oh yeah.
Oh yeah.
Oh,
and
baby.
They have a baby.
Whoa.
So you felt like you're interrupting.
Well, they were having dinner at Mellow Mushroom, and it was, you know, they were getting ready to leave, and we were just sitting down, and it was the night of the Footloose premiere at the downtown theater. And so there were celebrities everywhere. But I guess they had gone and then not gone to the movie because they have a baby, you know, I understand. And
is he American Idol?
Yeah.
He didn't win though. And that's why my mom said, did he win? No. He will love it if you go and ask to him.
Uh-huh.
But you're taking with him. And I said, okay, I'm going.
It's probably, I mean, I never think about those things, but it's true. I mean, he probably does love being recognized.
Oh, yeah. Yes.
And we probably took that from him.
It's the dreadlocks.
I love dreadlocks, and
he has
beautiful eyes.
Oh my gosh.
It's his eyes.
Gosh, Ginger, you haven't seen him in person. Aww. He's captivating on TV, but when you see him in person, you're like,
whoa,
I could swim in those.
Those baby blues.
Yeah.
So the first thing I was thinking about is that why is it important for us to have courage in these small things? Because that's one thing we were thinking about is that even in small areas, having courage.
Well, I think it's for self-motivation. It's so you can look at yourself and go, I did that.
Mm-hmm.
Yes.
Look at me.
Woohoo! It's like today.
You stretch yourself a little bit, maybe.
Well, I think small courage makes big courage.
Right. The more small courage you have, it builds up.
Mm-hmm.
So now, next time you see something and you're like, you know what? I'm not going to be embarrassed to do this. I'm going to do it.
I did it once.
How did you feel after just going up and saying what you wanted to say?
I felt great. And again, I didn't say very much. I just said, would it be okay if I asked you to have a picture taken with me? And
no,
like,
it would not be okay.
He even said, let me pull my hair down so people know who I am in your picture.
Aww.
And so then I left and people were like, what'd you say to him? And I said, nothing. You know, this was the best I could do. I maxed out my limit of courage. But I did. I mean, it was empowering. It was a silly thing. It was so silly. I was acting like a younger girl, you know. I'm getting older, but I was just like, you know, just do
this. You are still young and vivacious and allowed to talk to celebrities.
Yes, you can.
Thank you. But it did. It just kind of changed a mindset. Like, I did something little.
Mm-hmm.
So those big things seem a little more conquerable.
Yeah.
Yes.
Yeah. Well, I just went on vacation last week. It was awesome. It was
just rub it in.
It was our baby
just
moon.
Rub it in.
In quotations.
Ginger and I were here working.
So on the plane, they had this great system, and you got to pick which movies you were watching. And I watched We Bought a Zoo, which I had seen before, but I watched it again. And you know when you watch movies for the second time, you kind of take more from it?
Mm-hmm. Yes.
Well, there's this quote that stuck with me because I had never really thought about it this way. And I just read your blog, and Ginger and I had been talking. And in the movie, this guy is giving his son advice about a girl and saying, you know, you should just tell her how you feel. It's okay, you know. And he was like, there's something my brother told me that I've lived my life by, and it only takes 20 seconds of courage, you know, or bravery. Embarrassing courage is how he said it in the movie. And he was like, just 20 seconds. Say whatever you have to say. Do whatever you have to do. Just get it out.
Yeah.
And in the movie, the boy does it, and it works, and it's just so cute.
Mm-hmm.
And so I thought about it. I was like, that is a really good way to live your life.
Well, it's like they always say the first step is this. scariest, or the first step is the longest part of the journey kind of thing, because it's always hard to get going with something.
Right, but you can do anything for 20 seconds. Mm-hmm. To say, okay, you have 20 seconds to be completely unfiltered and say everything that you're thinking right now. I mean, not that I would want to do it on the air, but just saying, like, if that was the thing, and like, if, or if there was a conflict, or if there was an emotion that I needed to get across, or somebody that I wanted to meet and the opportunity was there, you know, think about it, like karaoke.
Yes.
Everybody's afraid of karaoke, but why? Really, why? Nobody's good at it. Even people who can really sing are never good at karaoke.
Yeah, because it's always in the wrong key or something
exactly.
terrible.
But all it takes is...
5 minutes of courage.
Right.
Of 20 seconds courage. Just grew really well.
Yes.
But even if you got up there, I mean, it takes 20 seconds of courage to get up there.
Mm-hmm. Right.
And then you just got to follow through.
Yeah. Well, when I think about that quote, I think you just got to do it really quick. Either something really good's going to come out of it, or it was just 20 seconds you just wasted, and that's it.
Exactly.
So, I mean,
at the end of the day,
it's kind of worth
what's
it.
20 seconds?
Well, and I think of it as it's just the hardest to start. And once you're in there, it's like, because I went skydiving this December, and it's all about the jump. There's nothing scary about skydiving after that, because your parachute is out before you can even think, and then you're just floating down like a little happy butterfly, and everything's great.
That does not seem happy butterfly to me.
I love it.
But just that plane part, and they actually tell you, they're like, when we get to the door, you have to tilt your head back as far as you can. And I thought that was a safety thing. Really, they do it because they don't want people looking down and then messing up mm-hmm. the jump. Because it's all about the jump. And when you jump and your momentum and how you come out, you could send yourself off into a spin just by having a bad start to something mm-hmm. and not having that courage in that moment. You know,
nice.
So.
With me, it's not the actual doing, but it's the mental block of getting past it first.
Yes.
Once I decide, hey, I'm going to do this or I can do this, I'm fine. But it's that whole, my courage is battled in my brain, not mm-hmm. like in my actions.
Physically.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
I don't know. My courage is definitely battled in my brain, but it comes through in my emotion or my physical, you know.
The sweating.
The taking the first step.
Yes.
Like, I'm a decently good public speaker. I don't have an issue being in front of a crowd. I'm comfortable. But there's something the moment before it is your turn to get up there, somebody's introducing you, or you know you're going on next, you're waiting for your cue. Like, even in pageants, I remember standing backstage, like, I've practiced this 100 times. I know exactly what my left foot is doing in 35 seconds.
Yeah.
Why am I nervous? But I am. Every time, it's like a adrenaline kind of thing. And you just have to, like, tell yourself, I am going for it. I'm doing it. And as soon as you take the first step, you're good.
Yeah.
And public speaking is one of the top 9 major fears.
Yeah.
And if you look at the other ones, a lot of them make more sense, like heights.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
If I fall from a great height, I could die. Or oceans, I could drown. But then, like, public speaking, you're right. It's just this, like, I can do this.
Mm-hmm.
You just
you're
have
just
to
afraid
tell
of being embarrassed.
Right.
But, yes.
But really, if you know what you're talking about, it's something that you're well-versed in or something you're comfortable with. Once you get over, like, the whole, like, shaking and, like, looking at everybody in their underwear, whatever it is, you know, you're the one talking. People are paying attention to you. So, really, that's not an embarrassing thing. That's an empowering thing.
Yeah. And almost everybody is afraid of it. So they're sympathizing with you, or they're proud of you, or they're glad they're not up there.
Yeah,
really, just go for it.
So many times we're afraid we're going to be judged for it, or what people are going to think. But you know, most of the time I'm sitting there thinking, I'd be doing the exact same thing.
I think this is a really interesting conversation to have in relation to faith, because a lot of our friends are on mission trips right now. I've been reading on like Facebook and stuff, and they're all talking about how they're going into these, like, our friends in Africa right now. And they went into, like, this village today, even talked with the village chief, and all these people came to know Christ, and it was, like, a really cool experience. And I was just thinking, like, I would not go into my neighborhood and do that. I would be so scared.
Mm-hmm.
But when I go to the other side of the world, it's easy for me to walk into, you know, a whole village and talk. I remember doing that. Like, in Romania and all these different places I've been, I've done that. And with no fear.
Yeah.
Why? I guess maybe it's the comfort thing. Like, you're afraid of...
Or like Meredith said, it's you've already prepared on a mission trip that you're going to do
you're
that.
You're there for a purpose.
You've gotten, across that mental boundary already. But you, when you're going home, you're not thinking like, I should go preach to some people in my neighborhood today.
Right. But at the same time, it's like, that's where it should happen. That's where it should feel the most comfortable.
Right.
Yeah.
But it doesn't.
Well, what other ways before we move on to the bigger things, what other small things have you had to have courage in and find that empowering moment?
I am a major weenie when it comes to sleeping by myself at night. Still, for years, I get afraid of it. And so I went from moving out of my parents' house into a dorm where I had a roommate. Then, you know, married, I have a roommate. But I still, when he leaves at night, have this anxiety right before going to bed. And I can remember one of the first things I did is one summer I decided to stay behind in college and take classes over the summer, and that meant I wasn't in the dorm, so I didn't have my roommate, and I was thinking, oh, I can do this, no big deal. And that first night, I actually had been traveling, so I slept really well because I was all jet lag.
Right.
But then the next night, when I had my wits about me, I can just remember lying in bed, and we had motion sensor lights outside, so every time they went on, I thought, someone's outside my window.
Oh, no.
But conquering that summer just made me know, you know, and to me, it seemed like a big thing, not a little thing, but I conquered one of my biggest fears, which was being alone at night, and I was in my own apartment and all of this, and getting over that made me feel like other things. And it's been at school, too. It's been things like, I'm afraid of science. I teach English. I don't understand science. So once I made it through biology, after that, every class I took, I thought, come on, you can do this. You got through biology.
Yeah, right. I understand that.
It's about algebra.
Yes. Exactly. I think mine is getting into confrontations with people, because they're never really that bad if you have to just be completely honest about a situation you haven't wanted to bring up. Like I did with my friend, I had to just tell her the way I felt about something, and obviously it was fine because she wanted to know that, but it's just saying that thing, it's back to the 20 seconds of courage. It only took me 20 seconds to get that out, but just getting that out and getting into the whole mess of everything after that, even though it wasn't messy and it wasn't a big deal, it was just like, oh, I got to get into all this, and I got to have this courage to just say this no matter the outcome.
Right.
Yeah.
What about y'all?
Well, I think for me, as much as I like to talk, if I don't know you, I'm not really going to talk to you.
Oh, yeah.
And so as long as I can get across that, you know what, they're just another person, what's the big deal? I shouldn't be afraid of them. Not that I am. I'm just, I don't know, I'd rather not talk to them. Once I get over that hurdle, it's like, I can talk to anybody. Mm-hmm. But still in my days where I just kind of sit in the corner.
Amanda, is yours algebra, Amanda?
Well, I have a fear of math, yes. But that takes more than 20 seconds of courage. Trust me. It takes hours and hours of studying to overcome that one. I think for me, my fear is really failure, which is a strange thing to say. But I have this fear of not accomplishing what I want or what I feel like I'm supposed to. And so I'm constantly and actively working towards something all the time, which is a positive in a lot of ways, but fear shouldn't be my motivator.
Right.
Yeah. So I worked on different ways to motivate myself and trying to show myself that I've already succeeded in so many lights. Like, perspective, as in every single one of our podcasts, is key here.
You said it.
So I kind of look at it that way. Like, yes, I have this fear of failure, but you know, when I really need to put things in perspective, I see that I'm already a success. And
Yeah. Well, before my quiz, I wanted to ask one more thing. Do you agree that, you know, women are just not expected to have courage like a man is? Because the phrase, be a man, is all about courage, right? If someone says, man up, be a man, you're telling them to be courageous.
Yes, but there are times when I think that's warranted, such as spiders. I'm allowed to be a non-courageous, non-brave female when it comes to spiders.
But, I mean, Other than that, I've totally smacked a spider before and felt really great and like, wow, I did it. I killed it.
Yes.
The question seriously, though.
When there is a dude present, let the dude kill the spider. Yes, I think you're right and wrong.
Okay. I didn't really have a decision yet on it.
Women are expected to be the meeker species, but we also are the ones who have to birth babies. We're also the ones that end up cleaning up bodily fluids. We are also the ones who have to cook, clean, pick things up. You know, there's a lot of responsibility that falls, like, typically on a woman. Not to say that every woman has those responsibilities. I don't think that's true. But, you know, there's a lot of things that I guess, are women's jobs that you have to be pretty courageous and have a pretty, like, thick skin to deal with.
Yeah.
And to get through. But I also think, you know, when you think about the situations like the spiders or the man is supposed to be the protector, you know, it's...
That is kind of his
role. The line gets blurred.
So you're basically saying within traditional roles... There's different kinds of courage.
Yes, I think most people would say, if you are men or women more courageous? I think most people would go, oh, well, men are. I don't necessarily think that's
correct. Yeah, I just mean expected, not are.
I think that the thing is that men are expected to be obviously courageous. Women, we're called to be quietly courageous in a way, because so many of the things that we do, we may not get praised for, but they cause courage. They come from courage. So we're acting out of a courage, but not in the loud, showy ways that men are, like the be a man,
kill the
in
bug.
Front of people, be a man. And women, like if you tell someone to be a woman, it's more like be quietly courageous in every day, in everything. And that takes sometimes more courage than the big stuff.
Yeah, it's almost like be a woman means more than just be a man, right?
I think so. There's a lot more underlying there.
And I know there's a lot of push for equality, and I do agree with that in a lot of ways, but I think that it's so important to remember we are different, and that's great, and we should be excited about it. So, yes, we're called to be courageous in a different way. We are warrior women, you know, and that has its own attributes.
Yeah. Meredith, what do you think?
And I think Jess is right. I think we are called to be courageous more quietly and different in men, but I also think there's some things we both have courageous, you know, like standing on the side of a cliff. Does it really matter if you're a guy or a girl if you're afraid of heights? I'd hang off the side of a cliff. My brother never would. I mean, so I don't think it's a guy
or
girl
kind of
thing.
I have a moment of courage that relates to that.
You know, so.
I jumped off of one once into a lake.
Yeah, me too. I've done that before. So I think, I don't know, I think it's all personality. I really don't think gender matters.
Yeah, I think that it comes down to we might not all be expected to, like, no one is going to make you feel, oh, I wish I can remember what it was that my boyfriend said to his little brother. Oh, I know, it was, we were eating something really spicy and I was gonna try a little bit, and Ben was bragging about that he could eat anything spicy, and so then he kind of chickened out and didn't, and Zach said, if you don't do this, I will punch you in the face, or like some kind of thing, like that it's just expected, like, no, you said you're gonna do it, you have to do it, you have to man up and do it. But obviously he did not expect that of me. So I think even though we're not expected to, that it's that personal achievement of like, how, hey, I killed a spider. Hey, I went up and talked to them. Hey, I initiated this thing. That's going to make you feel stronger. And a lot of times, those are the times you have to get out of yourself, rely on God for those situations, and be like, God, this spider will not kill me. Please, like, please, help me.
I have so many stories.
I think we try to judge people on a level of courageous. You have to meet this standard. If you're going to be a guy, you have to be this courageous. When in doubt, there is no set level that you have to meet.
There's just, no normal.
Right. There is no normal, because God's created us all differently with different gifts and talents and things like that.
So, and we all have different ways of being courageous.
Right, exactly.
That's true.
Yeah. Okay, time for my quiz, though, before we get into all that serious stuff. Okay, so I read an article, and it didn't say who did this study, but it was in 2011, and I guess it was just a survey on women's top three fears. So your challenge is to try to name all three, or at least just one of them. And your guessing can begin now.
Spiders.
they are more deeper issues than spiders.
Being
I'll give you that
alone
clue.
Alone or unloved.
Alone or unloved, okay.
I would say the public speaking thing.
Okay.
Oh, just based on my personal life right now, babies.
Yes.
Actually, all your babies. Three guesses fit in the top three.
Woo-hoo!
Because Jessa's was being alone, right? The one number three fear was losing a partner or a relationship ending. So that would be within that. Number two was like Amanda's babies. Number two is fear of failing at balancing work and family. And Meredith's public speaking, that fits into number one of fear of not being liked.
That's true.
So, I read those and I was like, at first I was like, fear of not being liked, number one. And then when I just started to think about every girl I know, I was like, oh, it is.
Are you kidding? Yeah.
So yeah, fear of not being liked, fear of failing at balancing work and family and relationships ending and being alone.
I actually like that quiz. I think mostly because we all won.
You're all winners.
Now we don't have
today.
To be afraid of guessing answers to a quiz.
Not, no fear of failure.
I was courageous and gave my answer.
Yeah. So obviously, all these things that get in our way are fears, like fear of unknown outcomes, rejection, fear of failure. And when we were talking about this before, I was asking Amanda, what do you think are the bases of our fears sometimes with courage? And one thing you said I thought was very interesting of sometimes even when you succeed, there's even fear of what's next.
Right. Yes. Well, I know that that is true in my life. I've seen a lot of things that I've wanted to accomplish, and then you have this moment of, oh, well, now what? Because you don't think that far sometimes. Your goals are so focused and your, you know, your line of sight only goes so far. And then when you finally get there, you're like, oh, there's another horizon out there. Okay, new goals. Time to, you know, rework things, and that can be really scary. Mm-hmm. Sometimes I know I've watched it happen with myself and with other people. Sometimes you almost fail on purpose so that
you don't have to go further
just yet.
Subconsciously you foil yourself.
Yeah.
So.
I have a great quote for you. Okay. If you know me very well, I'm obsessed with quotes. I collect quote books.
Who do you sound like?
Soulmate. Nice.
I'm pretty sure the quote you're fixing to read I have written down.
Oh, do you? Okay, sorry to steal your thunder.
Go for it.
Mark Twain, he wrote Huckleberry Finn and Tom Sawyer. I'm not really a big Mark Twain fan, even though I teach literature, but I love this quote, and it connects exactly what you're saying about fear. Because in my mind, bravery is not a lack of fear. It's recognizing it and knowing you have to overcome it. And Mark Twain said, courage is resistance to fear, mastery of fear, not absence of fear.
Yes. Because absence of fear might just be delusion. Because most people who are in touch with reality know that there are things to fear. You know? It's like when you almost get more fearful of things just every year you get older.
Yeah.
You know, you get into that old fuddy-duddy, old grandma, like, oh, that'll hurt like, you and this'll hurt you.
Like me on fair rides. I know that's a weird comparison, but I thought about this. When I was a teenager and we went to the fair every summer, Meredith can tell you, she was there, I rode everything, like to the point where I should have been vomiting. Like after caramel apples, after kettle corn, I'm still on the tilt-a-whirl or that really scary roller coaster that should not be traveling around the country. I was fearless, but now like I'm not even that much older, maybe 10 years older, and when Logan and I go to the fair, I'm like, I'm not riding that thing. Let's go fall
apart.
Look
at those bolts.
I'm not getting on that. I have this fear of like getting on one and it breaking or me flying off of it.
The more you know, the more you know to fear.
Exactly.
I guess that's true too. That's.
Yeah. So you can't get bogged down in that because, I mean, that is one thing that just as we mature more and we conquer more things, Satan doesn't like that. He's going to come back and have those fiery darts again at us like we talked about the other podcast.
Don't worry, I'm not going to throw one.
So what other quotes did you guys have before we wrap up today?
Yeah, you got some Bible knowledge for us, Mayor?
Well, I had another quote I kind of liked from C.S. Lewis. It says, courage is not simply one of the virtues, but the form of every virtue at the testing point.
Meredith, I have that same quote.
We're shooting for
this
two
is so
for two.
Crazy.
Have you seen my desk out there with all the quotes?
It's
on the
covered.
Wall? It's covered in quotes.
Read it one more time.
Yes, read it again.
Courage is not simply one of the virtues, but the form of every virtue at the testing point.
Wow. Yeah. It's not just its own thing. It comes to play within every virtue. Yeah.
Yes. And Robert Louis Stevenson said something very similar. Courage is the footstool of the virtues upon which they stand. So that same thing about virtues, like you can't, nothing else that you're hoping to gain in life will go anywhere or be anything if it's not resting on that footstool, standing upon courage.
Mm-hmm. Definitely. That is, I mean, and it's crazy because we have not talked about courage, really. We've talked about ambition and setting goals and all these things.
And how courage plays into that.
Yeah.
But never...
Yeah. But the thing is if you don't have it, you're not going to get there to those goals.
Exactly.
And the thing is you can't have it on your own.
No.
Exactly.
Well, we were talking in one of the things that, you know, I've said before, and it really, really bothers me, is people, especially in difficult times, will always tell you, God never gives you more than you can handle.
Yeah.
I so do not agree with that quote. It makes my skin crawl to think about it. Because I'm a firm believer that, in fact, God gives you absolutely more than you can handle. Mm-hmm. Because he doesn't want you to do it alone. He wants you to have to rely on him. He wants you to have to turn to him. And it takes courage to do that. It takes mm-hmm. courage to suck it up and deal with life every day.
Yeah.
So, you know, just knowing that you have someone else to lean on. And during those 20 seconds of insane, brave, embarrassing courage, uh-huh. you're not alone.
Exactly.
That's like... I couldn't do it if I didn't know that, mm-hmm. you know?
Oh, yeah.
It's interesting.
It's kind of like the Bible droppage knowledge of the day. Mm-hmm. When I think of courage, I think of Joshua chapter 1 because, oh my word, the courage is everywhere in that passage. And Bible college nerd moment. Give me a break.
Yeah.
Where's my music? We always talk about
it. I know. We always need music.
You haven't given me a good quote to sing to today.
Sorry, we'll work on that.
It's coming.
Darn.
Oh, wait, no, I got one. There's that.
Have I not commanded you be strong and courageous?
No, that's not what I was thinking. There's that other song. I've been forcing myself to listen to Christian music because, like, just in my car on the way to work and everything, mm-hmm. because I didn't keep up with it for very long. And now there's that Casting Around song that they put out for that really cheesy movie, Courageous. It's like, you were meant to be courageous.
Have you seen that movie?
Yes.
Just checking.
Oh, have you seen the ending of that movie?
Yes.
Cut it out.
You probably should not talk bad like that on this podcast about a Christian movie.
It's a great movie until the very end. I can say that, genuinely. Like, I really enjoyed watching the movie until the very, very end.
I can think of a lot of movies that should cut out, yes, like, at least 15 minutes of
right.
the film
I
somewhere.
I mean, it's not even 15 minutes. It's like a minute. And if they would just cut it out,
just stop it,
you'd be like,
next time you watch it.
Yes, good movie.
Yeah.
That's funny.
Just create your own edited version. The Amanda cut.
Anyway, back to Joshua.
Yeah. Tangent.
Thank you.
Sorry.
Moses had just died. You know, Moses brought all those people out of Israel and whatnot. Anyway.
Farewell.
Thank you. And so the Israelites, and they didn't quite make it to the promised land. And so, Josh, you're killing me. Joshua is now in charge, and he's got to get them into the promised land. And there's these ginormous people.
Giants.
That they have to fight. Exactly. And so he's got what he's supposed to do. And this is one of the last things that God tells to him. He says, be strong and courageous, for you shall give this people possession of the land, which I swore to their fathers to give to them. Only be strong and very courageous. Be careful to do according to all the law which Moses my servant commanded you. Do not turn from it right or to the left, so that you may have success wherever you go. And then it skips down and it says, have I not commanded you, be strong and courageous. Do not tremble or be dismayed, for the Lord your God is with you wherever you go. So he tells them like three times there to have courage. He says, first, have courage and take over this land. Do what I've told you to do. Whatever it is,
whatever
God has called you to do, have courage and do it. Mm-hmm. And the second thing he says is, whatever you do, have courage and obey what I've told you. Obey my laws, obey my rules. So do what I've told you to do and obey me the whole time. And then the third time he says, have courage because I'm going to be with you. And that is so applicable to us today. Mm-hmm. Do what it is I've called you to do. Obey what I've told you to do as you're doing it. And don't fear because I'm with you.
So. Yeah.
Well, if that's not glam, I don't know what it is.
Yeah,
pretty
definitely.
Sure that's awesome.
And especially, I mean, it makes me think, too, about everyone who graduated this past week.
Aww.
And you're embarking on your new life.
It's so sad. Yeah. I went to Reagan and Lauren's graduation this weekend.
Aww. And my little sister, Brooke, graduated this week, too.
Yes.
And
so many.
Yeah. And so it's, you know, you're having to find out what God wants you to do.
Exactly.
And you need to follow his best plan within mm-hmm. that and know that he's with you all the time.
And when you had mentioned being meek, another thing that is harder for women is we're called to be meek, but then we're all supposed to be courageous
right.
at the same time. And it comes not from having self-confidence as much as God confidence. Like
yes.
you said, Meredith, he's going to be with you. And Proverbs 3:36 says, the Lord will be your confidence and will keep your foot from being snared. So yep. while you're going through life, it's not just like, well, I can do this. That's foolishness, not courageousness. Courageousness is always in God.
Right.
Yes, definitely. Mm-hmm. I like it.
I like it too. This was a good one.
I feel like I have a partner in crime now. Can she come back all the time?
No, we should have.
Y'all are going to be BFF. I can see this.
We can put our quote books together.
And she's got cute kids.
I know. It makes it even better.
I know.
So how do we find your blog for listeners who have not read your blog?
Oh, my gosh. They need to go to her blog because it's so interesting.
It is. And it's Here, Jessa, but here is spelled like being here.
Like, come here,
it's a
Jessa.
Play. Like, listen to me, but... now.
Listen here, to me over here.
Yeah, it's right here. Come here and listen. Here, Jessa at, herejessa.blogspot.com.
How yes. And we'll post a link on the website and on the Facebook and on the Twitter.
Yeah.
So you can all find it. And you need to follow her on Twitter and Facebook because she's got a lot of good stuff going up there.
Thank you. And you can see crazy pictures of my children I post every day.
They're so cute.
They are so cute.
Jonas, her littlest one, he's like a little squishy, just cuddle monster.
And he likes to sleep under the table. Oh, I
know. He spent Passover sleeping under a table.
And it was precious.
That's adorable.
I love her kids. They're the best. And, yes.
And a book, do you talk about that on your blog?
I do a little. I'm sending four. This is courageous right here. I'm sending four book proposals to a publisher this week.
Wow.
And I keep delaying it. I'm like, no, keep editing. But you've got to stop at one point and just ship it off. Mm-hmm. So I'm sending those off. And I do have one specifically for teens.
Woohoo!
And just focusing on so many glam principles about this is a time in your life where you're waiting for so many things, but don't be idle. Work, be courageous, and work hard, and use the waiting time, and don't lose the weight. It's called losing weight, so I'm working towards getting that published.
I like it a lot.
Yeah, very good.
And you guys will be hearing a lot more from Jessa. She's done a guest blog for us already, and I think she's going to keep that up for us.
I would love to.
And so she'll be around, and hopefully she'll come back on our podcast, please.
I would love to.
That's an official invitation if you'll take it.
I'm just going to show up.
I think you should.
Please do.
It wouldn't be the first time. No. It's really okay. Yeah, it's just been a great time having you here.
Thank you.
All right, guys. I feel courageous. I'm empowered.
Let's go do stuff.
Let's go. Let's do something really cool and scary.
Or take a nap. I'm good with this.
This is the day.
I was trying to conjure up like one of those like pre-battle speeches, you know.
I got nothing.
Just strive to
some men
to
will
you.
Fail, but today is not that day.
We will prevail.
Yeah.
And on that note, this has been the Glam Podcast. I'm Amanda.
Ginger.
Courageous. I'm Meredith.
And Jessa.
And we'll see you next time.
Take all my prized possessions and leave only what I need. Take all my pieces of doubt and let me be what's underneath. Courage ends when you're afraid, but you keep on. Peace out.